News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel has renewed its calls on social media and in leaflets being dropped from the air for residents of northern Gaza to relocate today. Hamas is urging people to stay in their homes, apparently hoping they become something like human shields as Israel is planning a ground assault. The BBC's Yolanda Nell has more details from Jerusalem.
We had a briefing with the Israeli military a short time ago. They said that they're telling people that there's a safe corridor for a few hours, for another approximately 3 hours, but they said they know it's going to take time, but we're recommending to people not to delay. They've got two roads which they've said people can pass along from the north to the south, one in the center of the Gaza Strip, the other one is a coastal road.
The UN and aid groups have complained that such a rapid exodus could cause untold human suffering. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan says Hamas was emboldened and empowered to attack Israel by a string of concessions the Biden White House has made to Iran, one of the terrorist group's main supporters.
The big one, which just drives me crazy, is that they started making sure Iran could export oil. We literally went from maximum pressure under the Trump administration to maximum deference.
House Republicans have nominated Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan for Speaker.
Jordan won the Republican nod for Speaker in the conference's second such vote this week, beating his challenger, Congressman Austin Scott from Georgia. Earlier this week, Jordan lost to Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who exited the race late Thursday when it became apparent he would not garner the 217 votes needed to be elected Speaker on the House floor. It's unclear whether Jordan will be able to surmount the internal divisions that led Scalise to abandon his bid. Republican infighting has left the House paralyzed for 10 days.
This is SRN News. Black faith leaders fight abortion in Ohio. We get more details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Next month, voters in the state will consider a measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution, and more than 100 African-American clergymen and community leaders are urging residents to say no. In a public letter, the pro-life advocates point out that, quote, "The black community has been the target of the abortion industry for decades. This is a matter of life or death. Statistics show black babies are aborted at a higher rate than any others." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern has released a new report on persecution of Christians happening in India. ICC says, quote, "The rise of anti-conversion laws in India make it illegal to convert or attempt to convert members of another faith. Acts as innocuous as talking about heaven or offering snacks after a church service fall afoul of the laws." This is SRN News. The White House said Friday North Korea has delivered more than 1,000 containers of military equipment and munitions to Russia for its ongoing war in Ukraine. Speculation about a possible North Korean plan to refill Russia's munition stores drained in its protracted war with Ukraine flared last month. Hong Kong's leader says the city will seek to strengthen its economic and trade ties with Thailand.
Chief Executive John Lee says he and Thailand's prime minister agree that the two sides have, quote, good and close relations. Lee added they would promote more exchanges between their people. His administration is seeking to further expand the Chinese financial hub's role in Southeast Asia to boost economic growth following years of COVID-19 restrictions.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un traveled to Russia to meet President Vladimir Putin and visit key military sites this week. More details at srnnews.com.